Empowered by His Grace. Words from Jesus.
I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Ephesians 3:16-17. I will never leave those who trust in me without comfort. I am with you always, and I will strengthen you in times of trouble and infirmities. I came to earth to live among you, to experience all that you do, and to suffer and to die for you. I understand your struggles, and I intercede for you in your suffering, sickness, sorrow, and pain. Always remember that I will never let you be tempted beyond what you're able to bear. I provided a way of escape when I took your infirmities upon my own shoulders. I suffered for you when I died on the cross and paid the price for your eternal redemption, and now I always live to make intercession for you. So come to me and cast your burdens on me, for I will always sustain you and keep you. Many people in the world have given their lives for another and have suffered and died for a worthy cause. But when I gave my life for you, I did not merely die for you, but I took upon myself the weight of your sin, suffering, and pain. When I died on the cross, I died for every man, woman, and child who has ever lived and will yet live. I was wounded for your transgressions and crushed for your iniquities, and by my wounds you are healed and have entered into my peace. When you cast your burdens, cares, anxieties, and suffering on me, I will always sustain you because I care for you. I already took on your pain and suffering so that you may find redemption, healing, and relief in every time of need. I paid the price for your sin, and everyone who believes in me and my word has passed from death to life. When you face times of trouble, remember that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in you. My grace will always be sufficient for you, and I will always be a very present help in every time of need. My heart for single mothers and widows. I delivered the poor who cried for help, and the fatherless who had none to help him. The blessing of him who was about to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. Job 19:12-13. I understand the pain of the single mother and the widow, and the loneliness, fear of rejection, and times of despair. My mother on earth experienced the prospect of single motherhood and was also widowed. My heart is moved for the plight of single mothers and widows as well as orphans, and I have promised that my spirit will always be with you to comfort and guide you. I empathize with your every weakness and trouble. So come to me with all your cares and burdens and receive my mercy and find grace to help you in every time of need. I watch over and sustain the fatherless and the widows, and I have called you to do the same. Grace for today. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Deuteronomy 31:8. It is human nature to worry about the future at times. You cannot know the future, but you can trust that I know the future and the plans I have for your life, which will always work together for your good because of your love for me. You may not have the grace now to meet an unknown future, but you can trust that you will have what you need when the time comes. As your days, so will your strength be, and when the time comes, you will have the grace you need to meet the challenges of the day. My grace will always be sufficient for you, for today, tomorrow, and the future. So if you are worried about the future, place all your tomorrows in my hands and focus on what I have given you to do today, and be faithful to me and my word today. As you put your trust in me and rest in my grace, you will be able to weather whatever storms tomorrow or the future may bring. Bring all your cares to me and place them in my hands. Don't be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble and care. Remember that your tomorrows are all in my hands. Staying focused on kingdom goals. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Mark 6:34. During my time on earth, my heart was moved with compassion when I looked around at the people that surrounded me, who were harassed and helpless. As I walked among the crowds, I witnessed their needy situations and the intensity of their suffering and their desperate need for truth and the way to eternal life. When I looked upon the multitudes, the needy souls, the hungry hearts, the sorrowful ones, the desperate and the destitute, those dying without answers, I was compelled to accept the cup of suffering at the cross. My prayer was, "Not my will, but your will be done." I taught my disciples to pray to the Father, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And they witnessed a living example of that through my choice to die on the cross for your eternal salvation. My children, today I also call you to lift up your eyes and look on the fields that are white and ready to harvest. Be encouraged, knowing that you hold in your hand the keys to truth and eternal life that will soothe people's troubled minds, bring them peace and comfort and good cheer, heal their broken spirits, and set them free. If you would follow in my footsteps, keep your eyes on the kingdom of heaven, and do not allow yourself to become weighed down with the affairs of this life. Stand strong in your faith and allow it to flourish by giving to others what I have given you. Proclaim the kingdom of God. Freely you have received, freely give. And know that you will receive in great measure in return.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.